Welcome, everyone, to Freedom Law School's weekly conference call on this June 16, 2016. This is Peyman Mutahedin, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program. Every Tuesday night, folks, I have these conference calls that I answer your freedom questions about freedom, law, your rights, the U.S. Constitution, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. Why? Well, because I came from Iran, folks, back in 1977. We had no freedoms there. America, where I came to, supposed to be the land of the free and home of the brave. Unfortunately, it's become the land of the meek and home of the indentured. Our freedoms are being taken away. The U.S. Constitution, which was intended to limit the government's power, is being ignored more and more, and we're starting to have more and more tyranny going on in America. So I started Freedom Law School in 1996, over 20 years ago, to help educate and empower the average, ordinary American like you to live free. Because you are meant to live a free life, folks. So in these conference calls, I'm going to answer any and all of your freedom questions that you may have. And afterwards, I'll be talking about IRS and U.S. government on trial for not showing income tax law. That's right, folks. The trial today was a key day, but tomorrow will be the most important day probably of the whole trial. I'll talk about that later on with you guys. But, folks, I want you to know that Freedom Law School is dedicated to educating American people because I believe education and then informed action is the answer. So I invite you to contact Freedom Law School and get a year of free education, folks. That's right, a year of free education by simply signing up at livefreenow.org. You're going to get that email to you for 12 months. Education about the U.S. Constitution, the law, your rights, that you will not find any place else on the Internet. And you will find that things that Freedom Law School teaches works. You actually win. In fact, that we have so many wins at our website, folks, at livefreenow.org. I've stopped putting victories out there. There's just way too many out there. How many more can I need to list out there? How you can live free of oppressive taxation and control. So if you go to livefreenow.org, you'll also get a free education package mailed to you. If you need help right away, folks, Freedom Law School is there to help you right away as well. Call here. And also, Freedom Law School, courses and freedom packages, the letter writing responses to oppressive government agencies like the IRS with the assistance of Freedom Law School could help you live free now. So, and I invite you all, folks, to get the speech of one of our students, a former IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division, who defected from the dark side of the IRS, the government, and corrupt politicians and big banks that control the government, to tell the people the truth that their own government has been lying to them. Their own government no longer represents them, and it's violating the law, the Constitution, because they've taken an income tax from the American people in violation of the U.S. Constitution and laws. I believe, folks, that there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. Now, I've had a $300,000 income tax reward on this issue for over 17 years. And the IRS well knows about Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. The IRS's management and lawyers also know about Freedom Law School's $300,000 income tax reward. And yet none of them ever make an attempt to collect on it. There is a law requiring Americans to follow up income tax. Why don't they simply claim it? Just show the law. Because there is no law, folks. They are using our ignorance against us. And that's where Freedom Law School comes in. I provide you a red pill. I'll tell you the truth and help you live free. Empowering you with knowledge is step one. So what I'm going to do now in a few minutes is answer your individual questions that you may have. And then I'll be going to talk about how the IRS and U.S. government are on trial, actually this week, for failure of the IRS and the U.S. government to show a law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. Let's go to some of our callers who may have questions. Let's go see if our caller from area code 801 in Utah. Do you have a question to call from 801 area code in Utah? If so, please give me your first name, your state, and then your question. Okay. Let's go to the caller from area code 646. If you have a question, call from area code 646 area code. Please give me your first name and then your question. Okay, let's go to our next caller from area code 704. Call from area code 704. If you have a question, please announce yourself.
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I have a question. I'm calling. I want to find
what's
out what
your name,
the update
my friend?
Is. Oh, my
what
name is
your
Doug.
Name?
My name
Doug,
is Doug.
D-O-U-J?
G. D-O-U-G.
D-O-U-G, yes. Okay. From what state are you calling him, Doug?
From North Carolina.
Very good, my friend. All right.
Yes.
What's on your mind, Doug?
I want to find out about the trial that's happening in Oakland, California.
Well, let me answer everybody's freedom questions of individual, personalized freedom questions they have first. I'm going to do that. I always do that first. And I'm going to tell you guys about the trial because I am in Oakland, California, and I did testify, by the way, today. I'll tell you all about that, folks, just momentarily.
Okay.
So let me see if any other people have questions, my friend. And I was talking about
no, I'm
that.
Good.
Thanks. Okay.
No,
and
oh,
the call
from
area code went to the... Yes, sir? You just wait.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm just waiting
thank
to hear. I just want to get an update on the trial.
Very good, my friend. You got it. Just hang in there. I will do that for you, Doug. The call from area code 724. Do you have any questions or you just want to hear about the trial? Okay, I guess the call 724 also is waiting to hear about the trial. How about the call from area code 302? Do you have any questions you want to ask me or just waiting to hear a report about the trial?
Hi, no, my name is Keith. I do have a question for you.
Okay, Keith, how do you spell that? K-E-I-T-H?
Yep, K-E-I-T-H, and I'm in Delaware.
Even though you called me 266-AM, one area code?
Oh, no, you said 302 area code, right?
Oh, 302, I'm sorry, I mixed you up, yes. You are correct, Keith. Yes, sir.
Awesome. So I
how did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way, Keith? How did you hear about Freedom Law School, by the way?
Oh, I heard about the call from one of my friends who was on the call as well. He told me about the call. He had been doing research for a while, and he and I were discussing the whole thing on taxation and it being illegal. So he's the one that told me about the call.
Very good. Very good, my friend. And how may I assist you?
So, like I was saying, I'm an investor, and I know you're talking about there are certain taxes that are illegal. I mean, is there any tax that is legal? Like, I invest. So I invest, like, in foreign exchange, the stock market, things like that. Is there any tax that's legal, or is it all just illegal?
Well, in my opinion, in my research, the income tax is laid upon foreigners, not Americans. That's a short story on that. So doesn't matter as an American, you know, what you made, you're living in America, from being a carpenter, a teacher, an entrepreneur, you know, work at Walmart, it makes no difference. There's no law, in my opinion, that requires any of these average Americans who have make money from inside the United States to file and pay income tax. The whole thing is being deliberately misapplied by the government because it simply wants the money. So let me talk about the money. Do you have any other questions, Keith?
No, sir. That's my only question. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome, my friend. Let's go now to a call we have from area code 661. Call from area code 661 if you have a question. Please give me your first name and then how did you get Rockingham Law School?
Jacob from California. I attended a couple of your seminars years ago. Why did you move to Florida from California? And I'm just waiting to get an update on that court case.
Okay, well, I'll give the update in a little bit. But you ask a very good question why I moved to Florida. Well, because California has become, you know, California used to be the golden state, the California dreaming. You know, there was a song in the late 60s by Mamas and Papas, California Dreaming. California was a dream place. Be throughout the earlier, you know, 20th century all the way to the 60s. You know, but it became not a dream, but it became a fraud. Okay, it became, you know, a lie. California is now the Socialist Republic of California. California government is owned by government worker unions. Okay, in other words, I was told by a California State Assemblyman that the state of California has to put aside $3 million for the pension and retirement benefits of each California state government worker. And you have to be a member of the unions, government workers, and they own the Democratic Party more than any other group. And so they tax and control and enslave the people for the benefit of the people within the government. That is exactly what you have in a communist Soviet Union in Russia, where they, you know, the people in government enslave the people for the benefit of themselves. And I know people. A prison guard, you know, very well able to, you know, good health, about the age of 50, you know, retires the golden pension, making, you know, over $5,000 a month and full health and everything. How many Americans in private sector have $3 million in their retirement account? So, and I was getting tired of all the government control regulation, but the timing wasn't quite right. For many reasons, but finally I was able to make the getaway about a couple years ago, and I did. And I'm glad I did, Jacob, and I encourage any and all of you to try to get out of California, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Connecticut, all these high-control, high-taxes, high-regulation states, which are expensive to live, these cities, and move to some of the smaller states, less populous states, more freedom-oriented states, Nevada, Washington, Alaska, you know, Wyoming, Texas, Florida, Tennessee, you know, New Hampshire, and enjoy life a little bit more because the rat race of the city was just too much, and I'm glad I was able to take my family out there so they can have a better life and better future for them, Jacob.
Okay, good luck
okay.
on that.
Thank
okay.
you, my friend. Thank you. Let me go now to the call from area code 702 in Nevada. Do you have a question? The call from Nevada, if so, please announce yourself now.
No question. I'm just listening in, buddy.
Very good, my friend. How about the call from area code 319, my friend? Do you have a question?
Yes. I'd like to have the
What's
case
your name,
number.
What's your name first, my friend?
David?
Yes, David.
And I would like to know the case number of your case that you got going there.
It's on the front page of Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org.
Oh, okay.
It's USA versus Richard Thomas Grant in the United States District Court, Oakland, California, case number 14CR00590-PJH. Go right to the front page of livefreenow.org, Freedom Law School's website, and you'll see right there, my friend.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then how did the court case get initiated?
I'm going to talk about that also.
Okay, very good.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. I'll talk about that. Okay.
When was the first day that it got started here as far as the trial itself?
It started Monday about a week ago, June 6th. And it will end this Monday coming up, I believe. Okay, early next week.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay, we have another call from Utah, area code 801 also. The last two digits of your phone number is 07. Do you have a question, my friend?
No, I'm waiting to hear what you got to say about the trial payment, Mr. John.
Okay, very good, John. I know many of you are very excited to hear about what's going on, and some of you know more about it. Some of you need more of a background on the story, so I'll tell you guys about all that. Okay. What the case is about is Richard Grant, before he even became Freedom Law School student in 2003, saw Joe Bannister speak. He had the Freedom Rally, at the Tax Freedom Rally of Free Enterprise Society in San Jose, California area. And so, Joe Bannister, of course, if you don't know, he was a student of Freedom Law School back in 1997, 98, and forward. And he wrote a book about income tax fraud that he gave to the IRS in January 1999 to refute. He concluded that the income tax is a fraud on the American people. And Mr. Bannister, being a gun-carrying IRS special agent with the IRS's own criminal investigation division, he took his oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, very seriously. And so he asked the IRS to either refute his findings about the income tax, or he would have to leave because he could not uphold his oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution and at the same time violate it by imposing the income tax on the American people that he believes is unconstitutional. So his superior in San Jose, California office sent his book to the IRS's Criminal Investigation Division headquarters in Washington, D.C. And the answer came back that the IRS will not even try, not even attempt in any way, shape, or form to show the law that requires you and me, the average American, to file and pay the federal income tax. And so Joe Bannister resigned. Publicly went to announce what he did. Freedom Law School promoted him out there as best as I could. And We the People Foundation also took Mr. Bannister to Washington, D.C. several times to debate the government of the United States on the legality of the income tax issue. And the government every time evaded. One of those times, it was shown on national TV on C-SPAN. Joe Bannister and others were arguing about this issue, and no one from the government showed up to refute it. Not one lawyer, not one IRS employee they could spare to show up and say, look, here's the law. Boom, here. You're wrong. Read it black and white. They couldn't do that. And so Mr. Grant took my suggestion, okay, and sent letters to his House of Representative member, Miller, Mr. Miller, and his U.S. Senators, Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein, demanding that they live up to their oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, and investigate the legality of the income tax issue independently and take action on it. Get rid of this income tax imposition on the American people if they found Joe Bannister is right. If they found that Joe Bannister is wrong, to let Mr. Grant know how is he wrong, because the government never comes and answers. They never come show how wrong Mr. Bannister is. In fact, Jason Furman, a White House economic advisor of the Clinton White House, specifically said to the moderator of these debates, the chairman of the We the People Foundation, Mr. Robert Schultz, that, quote, the legality of the income tax is not a high priority item at the White House, and the government will not participate in any conference on the subject. And this also was put on in the USA Today ad that We the People Foundation paid for. Full-page ad in USA Today exposing the fraud of the income tax and the fact that the government is unable to come forward and refute the findings of Joe Bannister and other tax honesty movement leaders that the income tax is being imposed on the American people against the U.S. Constitution and federal tax laws. So, all this, folks, was sent to the Congress of Senators. Joe Bannister's report, Joe Bannister's speech at Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally, Joe Bannister's speech at the national TV on C-SPAN in July of 1999, the USA Today ads of We the People Foundation, speech of Robert Schultz of We the People Foundation, describing all of this in full, what happened when, you know, he tried again and again to get the government to come and debate this issue. I mean, after all, in America, we are supposed to have a government of the people, government by the people, and a government for the people. So if the government is still government of, by, and for we, the people, they would simply come forward to a debate and show the law that requires the average American to file and pay the income tax. That would be a very simple thing they would do, and that, and we're an open society. We're not a closed dictatorial government like these governments in Middle East and communist countries that we talk about, right? We're not ISIS dictatorships, you know. We're open government of the people. But nobody's in the government. Everyone wants to show up. So Mr. Grant writes about all this to Congressman Sanders, and none of them can refute anything that Joe Bannister has said. The record of We the People Foundation and Joe Bannister confronting the U.S. government stands solid. No law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax. If there was one, why couldn't the lawmakers, the branch of the government that writes the laws, is the legislature in the federal system? That's the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. So if these people in the legislature cannot show the law that requires the average American to file and pay income tax, then there must not be a law. There is no law. Well, yet the government came after Richard Grant. Oh, by the way, one more thing I should mention. Richard Grant heard about all Joe Bannister and all this stuff, not about the income tax issue, on a radio program of Jeff Metcalf, same station that Joe Bannister listened to in the San Francisco Bay Area. Also, there's a video called America, Freedom to Fascism by the late Aaron Russo. He was the director of the movie Trading Places with Eddie Murphy, who became a patriot. And this Mr. Russo's documentary was also viewed by Mr. Richard Grant, and which followed the story of Joe Bannister and We the People Foundation. So all of this, folks, is going to be before the jury. What happened is that Mr. Grant was charged in 2014, December 2014, and now the trial started Monday, June 6th. Government took, and there was no trial on Wednesdays. The trial's from 8:30 to 1:30 in the afternoon. The government took 5 days to put on their case. The entire last week and Monday. Tuesday, the defense began. And today, Thursday, I was one of the two witnesses there. I did not get to finish my testimony. The examination of me by defense lawyer, Mr. William Cohen, was not finished today. So I'm scheduled to come back tomorrow and testify. After my testimony is over, Mr. Richard Grant himself will be testifying on Friday and probably on Monday also. And then there'll be closing arguments and jury. The case will go to jury probably sometime, you know, at the conclusion on Monday or Tuesday. There's no trial on Wednesday, so we should get a verdict by the end of next week. Now, today, I talked about as one exhibit the Joe Bannister Report, the book on the income tax. It's called Investigating the Federal Income Tax. The book was written by Joe Bannister, edited by me, proofread, I should say, and printed and distributed by Freedom Law School. That right now, folks, is one of the exhibits in this case. And I understand that the videos, folks, of Joe Bannister on C-SPAN and the video of Joe Bannister at Freedom Law School's 2000 Freedom Rally and Bob Schultz, Robert Schultz of We the People Foundation and the video American Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo, parts of all of them will be shown. They'll be transcribed in writing, but also parts of them will be shown to the jury, so the jury sees where was the mindset of Mr. Grant, of why he decided to stop on and paying income tax. So, and the U.S. Attorney Act, folks, as I said again, are in there too. So the jury have to put themselves in the shoes of Mr. Grant. Hey, he didn't file on paying income tax. Why? Did he believe it or not believe it? Well, folks, we got the case made so clear. Now he believes that there is no law requiring to file income tax. The jury is going to wonder, wow, how come the government never ever came forward and showed the law that required Joe Bannister and average ordinary Americans to file and pay the income tax? That seems like such an easy thing to do. So that's how we are practically putting the government on trial. And one part of the video, by the way, that a jury will see American freedom of fascism is the part about the juror in another case that acquitted the defendant when the guy asked the government to show him the law and no one did. So, folks, this is going to be a case that's going to be talked about for a long, long time. The government made a mistake by charging Mr. Richard Grant criminally because Mr. Grant had done his homework. He didn't fault the turnip truck and say, I don't want to fault income tax. He was open about everything. He didn't even try to hide anything. He had a partnership with his brother, and his brother wanted to fault paying income tax. So the partnership, he had the accountant file a partnership return, reporting how much the partnership made and how much his brother made. And the government well knew how much Mr. Grant made. Because Mr. Grant had the accountant, in effect, tell him that, because Mr. Grant was a 50-50 partner with his brother. So there's no hiding going on here, no conspiracy here. I mean, you know, have you ever heard of somebody wanting to commit a crime, rob a bank? You know, or, and then ask the government, hey, I'm going to rob a bank. Is that legal? Should I do it or not? You know, you don't go broadcast it and publicize it. Mr. Grant did confront the lawmakers that are supposed to answer him about these issues. So tomorrow, I'll get to talk about those material that he got from Freedom Law School. And I recommend you all do the same thing, by the way. I believe there is no law requiring you and me, the average American, to file the income tax. Hey, Joe Manchin believes that he wrote a book about it. And you may believe it already, too. You already may have researched it enough, like Mr. Grant did. But I suggest that you go further and, like Mr. Grant, write to the government. Write to your congressmen and senators and ask them to show you the law that requires you to file a paper check. And send them, like Mr. Grant did, a copy of Joe Bannister's report, Joe Bannister's speech at our 2000 Freedom Rally at Freedom Law School, the C-SPAN debate that Joe Bannister was there with some other experts in tax honesty to debate the government, Bob Schultz's video, as well as a USA Today ad of We the People Foundation. Send it to them so that they can look at everything for themselves firsthand. You're not having them go look it up. Oh, you go find it for yourself. No, you are making it easy, very easy, for your congressmen and senators to see exactly what you're looking at, what you want to consider to read and check it out. So send it out to them. And I'll tell you, like I've told Mr. Grant and others, if the legislatures come and show you where Joe Bannister is wrong, come and show you the law that requires you and the average American to follow and pay the federal income tax, go ahead and follow and pay the federal income tax. But if they can't, or won't show you the law that requires you to file income tax, they can't or fail to show you where Joe Bannister is wrong, then don't file and don't pay income tax because there is no law confirmed, but they're not answering you by ignoring you that you are correct. So I think we need to do this in mass in America, folks. We need a lot of people do this thing. That's why, you know, as part of our Royal Freedom Package, Simple Freedom Package, Beginner's Freedom Package, they all include this. because very big part of what we do at Freedom Law School is trying to bring political pressure on our public servants and government to follow and live by their oath to uphold and defend American citizens' rights by upholding and defending the U.S. Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is something they have not been doing, folks. Did you know that all government workers must take an oath to uphold the Constitution? All of them. IRS agents do. President of, congressmen, judges, they all do. Without them taking an oath, they could not work. You could, a congressman, senator, the president can get the votes, and if they refuse and fail to take that oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution, they cannot hold office. If Clinton or Trump win the election in November for presidency and refuse to take the oath to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution, they cannot legally take office. But we have a situation in America where these people in government take that oath, and then afterwards, when they take the job in government, they go ignore it. They go step on it. They go violate and tear the U.S. Constitution apart. So it's our right, our duty as Americans to speak up, to say something to each other, oppose the troop, our fellow Americans, and write to our public servants, especially the legislative branch, the House of Representative members and senators, and demand, like Mr. Richard Grant did, that they look at this issue seriously and take immediate, serious action to get rid of this income tax if they found that Mr. Bannister is right, if they cannot find him to be wrong. We need to get that, and I believe once we continue this plan, we're going to continue and get more people doing this. And more people may be put on trial, and more people are acquitted like Mr. Grant, folks. Guess what? It's going to build and build. More people are going to become aware of the fraud and the lie. Folks, we don't need the income tax. Okay? If you want America to be prosperous and have roads and bridges and government, whatever it provides, it's very simple. Tax the imports. It's not like in the 1800s. Tax the imports from China and India and Korea. Tax the big, huge corporations which operate because they hide under a facade that they're a corporation. You know, the corporation gives limited liability to these entities. Okay? They're not sole proprietorships. They're not partnerships. These corporations should pay tax. That's what they should be doing, folks. And we don't need all this government, and we don't need all this money, and we can raise a lot of money, and the jobs will come back to America, high-paying jobs, and no income tax, no Social Security tax, no Medicare tax, no Obamacare penalty tax, no income tax. America will become prosperous again with lots of good-paying middle-class jobs. That's all we're going to do. I'm not saying we don't need taxes at all in America. Of course, the government needs to run on taxes. We're just going to do a better system that follows the intent and the letter of the U.S. Constitution. So, folks, if you can make it to trial tomorrow, Friday, come. It's the best day. That's when I'll be ending my testimony. Mr. Grant will be giving most, if not all, of his testimony tomorrow. He may finish on Monday. But you want to be at this historic trial if you can. I was there at Joe Bannister's trial, folks, in 2005 when the government wanted to shut him up. They wanted to put Bannister in jail so bad. Joe Bannister never did anything wrong. But he did stop filing and pay income tax. But interestingly, the IRS never came after Joe Bannister for not having filed and paid income tax. Even though, after the year 1998, he had not filed that paid income tax. And the Commissioner of Internal Revenue, Mr. Everson, personally spoke about Joe Bannister. That Joe Bannister was an IRS agent and knew what he was doing. And the IRS knew what they were doing. They did not want to charge Bannister with not having to file paid income tax because they knew that, in effect, they would put themselves, the government, on trial for having not answered Joe Bannister's questions. They did not dare to do that. But in this case, the government came forward and charged Mr. Grant. Big mistake. IRS should have dropped the charges once they discovered that they will be put on trial. But Joe Bannister, through these videos, through his books and material that Mr. Grant sent to his congressmen and senators. So I suggest you tell your friends, family members, co-workers about this. Let them tell you, oh, they're going to go to jail. He's going to lose. Let them tell you that. So when the acquittal comes next thing, you can tell them, here's what happened, how and what happened. Okay, folks, you gotta have faith in the truth. I'm not asking to have faith in nothing. I'm asking faith in the truth, not just some belief. The law is on our side. 12 jurors must agree that Mr. Grant did not believe that he was not required to file income tax. They must, you know, the jurors must believe that he, Mr. Grant, knew he was required to file and deliberately did not file and pay the income tax. Folks, it's very clear that Mr. Grant believed what he did, believed it very strongly, together with Freedom Law School, and go to the trouble and expense to send this material to his congressmen and senators. This material will be put, by the way, on the front page of Freedom Law School, folks. We'll put it on the future see. Right now, you can see the video of Joe Bannister. If you just go and type it on YouTube, Joe Bannister, his speech at our 2000 Freedom Rally will come up. The first one, about an hour and a half long. You'll see what the jury will see. Part of that, big part of it. If you type in illegality of the income, composed, you will also see the C-SPAN debate. This material is being preserved by Freedom Law School for you to educate yourself, family members, friends, anyone you know. Folks, this is how revolutions are done. It's not going to be broadcast on television. Major mainstream media that's controlled. American Revolution was the one, it was won by the word of mouth. So tell people about it, folks. Do what you want to. Tell them all about it. Be bold. There's a time to be outspoken, and this is one of those times, folks. I was outspoken. I went on there, on the stand, and I testified. And I said that, yes, Mr. Richard Grant was a Royal Freedom Package member of Freedom Law School for all these years, and I've written responses from to the IRS, to IRS Appeals Office, to the Tax Court, to IRS Summons. I wrote those letters for him. The letters are in the record. Because we're hanging in together. We got to be bold. We got to be taking action. And there's a time for it, and time is now. So with that, folks, next Thursday night, very likely we will have a verdict in this case, a verdict which I hope and believe will be that of innocence, which for Mr. Grant, which in effect will show that the government are the liars. The people in government are the real criminals who don't care about the legality of income tax, who for them, it's all about the money. You know, I remember that so well, those words coming out of the mouths of the United States attorney who was prosecuting Joe Bannister in 2005. In his closing arguments, the jury said to Mr. Bannister, it was about the money. It was all about the money. He said it just like that. Well, that caught on a voice, and I thought, what a liar. What a crook. What a criminal. It's to you, Mr. Twist, and other government liars and be a bureaucrat, that it's about the money, about their careers, about them being promoted by getting an instant paid person thrown in jail so they get another notch in their career. These crooked lawyers, IRS agents, folks, these guys don't care about the truth. They're supposed to be the U.S. Department of Justice. But in effect, they've allowed themselves to become the United States Department of Injustice. So folks, I hope you join me and go on a limb to talking about this thing, folks. The verdict will be coming next week. I'm not guilty for Mr. Richard Grant. Going to be punched in the eye of the IRS. So, with that, folks, I'd like to thank you. I got to get some rest. Go to sleep early because I'll be testifying tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. before the jury. So, good night, and I'll give you a follow-up report next Thursday night. Tell your friends to be on this call 7 o'clock Eastern Time Zone next Thursday. Good night.